The lines of voters outside polling stations across southern Sudan were mostly shorter than on opening day. Nevertheless, thousands of people turned out for the referendum that is to decide whether southern Sudan remains with the North or secedes to become Africa's newest state. Civil servant Nyapa Aung left her family in Malaysia 2 years ago to help southern Sudan. She voted in Juba.
I'm very happy that at last we reach the final step to our freedom. We, as the southern Sudanese people, we came all together, all our different tribes. We are looking forward to bring peace, freedom to our southern Sudanese people.
She urged all southern Sudanese to come together to ensure the effort does not fail. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, whose Carter Center has deployed 100 observers for the referendum, said no problems had been registered.
There's been no evidence of intimidation. There's been no evidence of illegalities. There's been no evidence of improprieties. It's all been done in a completely admirable and perfect way so far as we can ascertain.
He said he was confident the entire process would be open, free, and fair. Another observer, former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, also praised the vote, but warned many challenges remained.
The referendum is the first step, and that the real hard work begins after that, and that you as Sudanese have to stand together and work together to build your society and your nations.
He said important issues remain, such as demarcation of the border between North and South and clashes in the disputed Abyei region. He urged both sides to resolve these quickly. At Juba University, Professor Simon Monoja said he was voting for the first time in his 60 years of life.
I was looking forward for this day, and thank God it has happened and I've done it. So I can go and now lie down, and if death comes, I die peacefully.
Voting is to continue until Saturday, with preliminary results expected in the following weeks. The official tally is due next month. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Juba.